Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Collect yourself. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Another episode of Suicide Pact.
Hi, thank you.
Lots going on in the world. You got to vote for Joe Biden. You got to do it.
Just shut the fuck up and
the cast
vote.
Of Parks and Rec will come to your house and rape you.
I really think that the cast of Parks and Rec was paid
to tweet about Joe Biden.
Yeah. Do you think? I mean, that would be an interesting move for the Biden campaign to just pay celebrities to tweet about him.
Yeah, paying. I don't know. That's a stretch to me that they actually paid these people, but I do think maybe they reached out and were like, blah, 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 this is the most important election in history.
Unprecedented. Blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza retweeted some fucking Kamala Harris.
She's been going
thing.
At it for a while.
Really?
Yeah. For a while, she was like, before Kamala Harris was picked for VP, she was putting out bumper stickers and stuff like Biden,
Aubrey.
And Aubrey.
And then yesterday, Adam Scott tweeted that... the video of Joe Biden talking to a stuttering kid.
Cool.
And yeah, and it was like, this is a real human for realsies.
Yeah.
You can
do it. I know you can do it. And if you don't, Kamala's gonna arrest your parents.
Yeah. That's funny. You should say that. Kamala should say she'll arrest your parents if you don't vote for her. So that might help some people.
Yeah. Fuck Joe Biden in the ass. He can eat shit and die, and he probably will. They're just trying to set up Kamala for our next authoritarian right-wing president for the future when Joe Biden eventually chokes on one of his teeth and passes away. His eye explodes. He shits himself while giving a fireside chat.
I forgot his eye exploded during He's a corpse. Every time he opens his mouth, it makes me...
Bugs fly out.
Yes.
Anyway, everybody wants us to vote for Joe. I'm just so sick of being condescended to, where it's like, hey, dummies, you don't know what I'm going to do, but if I keep saying I want something from our presidential... hopeful here before I agree to cast my vote, maybe, just maybe, he'll give us fucking Medicare. I mean, he won't, but
absolutely
we can at
not.
Least try.
Yes,
it's our duty to fucking try, to be like, hey, can we get something in return for our vote? But everybody, the internet is just so aggressive and just like, hey, don't you know this marginalized people? I want somebody to sit me down and explain what Joe Biden will do for marginalized people. Because that's what people keep shouting, you know? You're selfish and you're privileged if you don't cast your vote for Joe without any caveats.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
It's like we're asking for Medicare or free college.
We're asking
or
for more things for marginalized people.
Yeah, and they're like, "Don't you dare!"
It's all these fucking Johnny come latelys too. It's like
that's what I was gonna say. Where was the cast of Parks and Rec where we were canvassing for Bernie or donating to Bernie's campaign or you know trying to get more movement back then, 6 months ago, a year ago?
Yeah.
Now. Like you said at the zero hour, they're like, guys, vote for Biden. It's like, go back to your fucking garden patio.
Yeah, fuck the actors and the blue check marks and stuff. But I'm talking more like just people we know or people you see on Twitter who just have not talked about any of this stuff, like you said, and are now so condescending.
Yeah.
Like, and they always write these histories for you that you are a rich person and you grew up rich and you're just brimming with privilege. And sure, there's fucking degrees of privilege for everybody. But then once they do that, once they decide that you lived in a mansion when you were a child, then they can dismiss your political ideas.
Yeah.
It's a cool game you play. You guess somebody's background and then based on your guess, you decide whether or not their opinions are valid. You know?
I've certainly dismissed people's political ideas for being rich. I did it just now.
Yeah. What with the cast of Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
It
does like...
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily dismissing their political ideas because they're rich, or if it's like dismissing them because they're vapid, right?
Yeah. It was because, I mean, they hadn't said anything intelligent up until this point. They still haven't, but they're telling you what to do, and like they have some kind of authority over it because they're Adam Scott and they were in Step Brothers.
Yeah, but what's frustrating to me is I don't know how anybody can push back against the idea of like, hey, let's make this guy work for it a little bit and maybe try to squeeze him so that we can get a little bit more juice.
It's literally the last opportunity we have left, because once he's in the White House, that's it. I mean, he's going to fuck us either way, but like, can we make him sweat a little bit?
Yeah. Can we get one thing? Just like
feet to the
just
fire?
Like, can we get legal weed, something that it's something like 85% of Americans want. So if we live in a democracy and the people are represented, then we should get that. And then that way we can do like prison reform and let out the people that are imprisoned for marijuana charges.
That would be amazing.
You know, just that one thing, that one. Full stop. Can we just get that? And people are like, you're being selfish and stupid and marginalized people, and some of us are gay. It's like, I don't care.
Some of us are gay. I win. Good night.
Yeah. Some of us are gay and you're probably rich, aren't you?
That's how Twitter works.
Yeah.
Now. Two things can be true.
I wish I was a white woman so I could be gay no matter what.
Well, you could be gay.
No, not really. Because white women don't have to do anything. They just get to be gay. They get to be queer.
I'm gay.
You know?
I'm queer. Yeah.
Because everybody likes a boob.
That's true.
So you get to say, that makes me interesting. But it doesn't, because everybody likes a boob. Anyway, what else is going on about the DNC?
Oh, that's fun.
We watched that with Cory Booker's Ninja Turtle ass looking ass. Fucking Donatello ass looking ass. Bitch ass telling me.
What were we watching?
About pizza, skateboards, and cowabunga and shit. Get out of here, you motherfucking pizza looking ass, Ninja Turtle ass.
What was that movie we were watching about like Instagram stars?
Yeah.
And there's one guy who's famous for roasting people, and
that's all he does.
It seems like a make a wish for like a terminally retarded person.
Like, I'm sorry, miss, your son is terminally retarded.
He's like okay, well, like watch this.
We've done all we can.
I'll roast this guy. And he's like, what's up with your fucking sneaker ass sneaker fucking
yeah
sneaker
look at this
ass,
look at this
ass,
sneaker
your,
ass
sneaker
having
sneaker
ass
sneaker
purple
having
ass
sneaker
having
purple
sneakers ass. What are you, some kind of purple having sneaker ass motherfucker? Look at your ass with them purple ass sneakers. Where'd you get them purple sneakers? Anyway, could you just go warm up my car, Jeeves?
Yeah.
He's got a fucking personal driver.
He had like 100 million followers. I'd never heard of him, but I was like, what is happening? I feel like somebody's going to listen to this and know who we're talking about and be like, fuck you, that guy rocks. He's the best.
No, not our audience. They're discerning.
I don't know. I feel like we made fun of some YouTuber once who was a piece of shit, and they're like, I know he can be a dick, but
oh,
I
no,
really
fuck
like
that guy, Ian something. He made Full Force with Aerosol Fatty.
Yeah, and he was mean to him.
Yeah, he was just like a condescending fuck. It's like, he went to my goddamn hometown.
Yeah.
You know, and was demeaning to my people.
Yeah. That's your right? people. I want to get Airsoft Fatty on the show.
Me
so
too.
Bad.
I message him sometimes. I bet my mom could hook it up. She knows him.
Tell your mom, because doesn't she have his phone number? Tell
her. She was his teacher.
Tell her to call him.
She was like his remedial reading teacher,
you know,
or whatever.
You know what she could do? She could convince him that he has to do it. That it's somehow.
It would be easy. We
school
could do
work.
It.
Let's do it. I'd love to get him on and talk about, I don't know, Nerf fights and
right
Cracker Barrel.
All he does
know.
Is like smoke weed now. He does like promotional shit for dabbing and I don't know,
oh,
bongs and stuff.
Those are so violently upsetting. Those videos of like him and his friends like taking like mega
hits.
Yeah, they all vomit and then punch each other.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those are different things. They do like jackass shit, but they also do like They also smoke a ton of weed. I don't know why those videos are popular. You just watch a guy smoke a bunch of wax. And then what's weird to me is like, those are all over the internet where it'll be a guy and he'll have like a sheet of whatever that shit is. I don't know. I'm not that advanced with weed smoking. You know, that stuff looks like beeswax.
No, I don't know how anything
they put
works.
It on like,
I can't even roll a joint.
Wax paper. And it's this like distilled version of weed. And it looks like a chunk of wax. They call it wax. And then you pull it off and it's supposed to be highly concentrated. And then people will smoke like a sheet of that. And it's just supposed to be like insane. It's like watching somebody drink like a fifth of Jack Daniels or something. And then like they'll make these videos and then they'll be like, whoa, that was crazy. And then the video will end and it's like, that's not, I want to see you go to the grocery store and try to make change.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want this. I want to see the next step. I want to see you hang out with your family at a wedding.
Just have a complete mental breakdown.
Because you know there's one coming, but we don't get to see it because you turn the camera off. Because you
true.
Immediately get shy once you're done smoking weed.
Yeah.
You don't want to perform anymore. I want to see a camera in your fucking face.
Yeah, while you're weeping.
While you think the dog can read your thoughts, you know?
I want to see that too. Can you imagine? I take one hit of weed and I can't breathe and I start sobbing. I can't. I think that would kill me. I think that would like break my brain.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun. And if it is fun, then that means you smoke too much weed because you're now in a place. It's like the people. To make it about alcohol again. It's like when you watch Intervention or something and you see these people who drink, they wake up and they drink like a gallon of vodka.
Yeah.
And the documentarian will be like, what does it feel like? You know, and they're like, I can't tell. I just feel normal right now. If that happens, if you feel that switch flip, then something's up. You shouldn't be able to smoke that much weed is what I'm saying. You've already fried like all kinds of shit inside of your brain.
Does it fry your brain? Does
weed? Sure.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like weed. Lock them up.
You ever
Kamala.
Talk to somebody who has like a weed
like
personality?
My queen, yes.
What is that? Why did you?
I have. It's annoying because there is no personality, but they're like.
But that's alarming, isn't it? That all the people who smoke a ton of weed have the same personality, like the same laugh and the same.
They're
demeanor.
All fucking like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. They're like.
It's creepy that a drug can change the way you are, change your demeanor.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, I've been drinking so much in quarantine. Well, not really. I've been taking breaks, but I was drinking a lot. And like part of me was like, well, not as bad as those intervention people. I'm not drinking a gallon of vodka a day to feel normal. So
you can't do that. I had this, I remember this recently. I had this alcoholic roommate in college who was just the fucking worst.
Yeah.
The summer before, he had to go to prison in Detroit because he got so many DUIs and always had weed on him when he got pulled over. And he was like, for the summer, he had to be in a cell with like two murderers. And he was this soft, like rich boy from a wealthy area of Michigan. And he had an ankle bracelet when he came back to our college house. And eventually the ankle bracelet came off and he immediately went back to just getting shit faced all the time. And he would drink a 30 pack a day and smoke an eighth of weed a day.
Oh my God.
And he just ballooned up. He gained like 100 pounds in like a couple months.
Jesus.
And he used to go to like our local, it's this place called Meyer. It's like a regional Walmart type of place.
Yeah. It's more like Target. It's much nicer than Walmart.
I guess so, but
I know you know better. I was just surprised because you talked up Meijer and kind of said like it, almost like it was like a shithole, but I was impressed.
Well, it depends on which one you go to. Yeah. But the one near our apartment or our house actually had a pet store, and he would get fucking shit faced. First of all, he was a year younger than all of us, so we were 21, he was 20. He would offer to buy us food for the week because we were all broke.
Were you the ones buying him all these 30 packs?
I don't know if I actually ever did. But my roommate, because I fucking hated all of them. But my roommate would drive him to Meijer to buy him more booze, or actually he would drive, and then he would come back and I would be like, did he just drive you to the store? And my roommate would be like, yeah. It's like, he's already had 30 beers today.
Oh my God.
But he was so, his tolerance was so fucked up, dude. You know? And he was always just kind of in a stupor. And he was always on Adderall and smoking weed and drunk. So he was all over the map, personality-wise. Anyway, so he used to go to Meijer, and there's a pet store there, and he would buy mice when he was drunk. And he had, like, what do you call, like, a mouse cage with, like, the tubes and stuff?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know, but yeah. That...
So he had one of those, but he was a complete absentee pet owner. Mm-hmm. So the mice would fuck and make more mice.
Oh my God.
So then the whole thing, the whole cage, I guess, but not cage, you know, it's like plexiglass, was full of mice just like pressed up against the sides.
Oh my God.
And then he would get them out and play with them and then just drop them. And then they would just scurry into the walls of the house.
No.
So the house is just full of fucking mice. And like, I hated being around him. And he was the good roommate.
What?
Anyway, I'll tell other stories some other time.
Wait,
I always want to
know about the other one. The other one had guns, right?
Yeah, he had guns. But anyway, this guy, the mouse guy, he mm-hmm. used to always say, well, at least I'm not like, and then he would say the other roommate's name. It's like, he, you know, he barely even goes to class or whatever. These people who are extreme alcoholics, the way they justify it is, every time I hear somebody start a sentence with, at least I, blah, 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 I know that you are, I'm not saying you are, because you don't even fucking drink anymore.
That's
but,
why this came up.
I just know you're a piece of shit, and you're just justifying your behavior.
Yeah,
you're just
yeah.
looking around for other things to compare yourself to and make yourself superior. I mean, this piece of shit had, it'd be like 2 p.m, he's already down to 30-pack, he's dropping mice around the apartment, he's, you know, smoking weed and like,
so funny.
Mainlining, like snorting Adderall, and he's explaining why he's a better person than so-and-so. Another thing he used to do is he would explain to us how smart he was, because mm-hmm. he went to a really good high school.
Okay.
And he would say, like, I was in my math class today, and the professor was teaching something, and I raised my hand and actually corrected him.
Wait,
and
he
was
he made a point to tell you guys that?
Oh yeah, he would say stuff like this all the time, and he was like, the professor was really impressed,
was he,
by the fact that I was able to correct him. And I was like, that's because you've taken that class for 4 years in a row and you're still a fucking freshman.
Like, good job.
You don't have enough credits to get to the next level. I picked you up at this class for 3 years. I know that to be true. He used to come in my room and be like, yeah, I don't really have to study like you're studying right now. It's like, that's
like,
because.
Get out. Go play with your mice.
Yeah.
I'm fucking busy.
I remember throwing a book at his head one time.
Oh my God. It is kind of scary the way that even if you've never drank before, when you're 18, you go off to college on your own. Some people are just predisposed to just go fucking wild. I remember before I went to college, I had to take an online course. All freshmen had to take an online course called Alcohol EDU. And I kept putting it off because I was like, this is so fucking stupid and annoying. I don't want to do it. And they're just like trying so hard to not get us to turn into raging alcoholics, but did not work.
Yeah, I don't know how hard they're trying. When I hear something like that, that makes me think, oh, somebody drove the wrong way down a one-way street and killed 3 people.
That's exactly what happened on my campus.
Happened in my campus,
somebody
too.
Somebody drove the wrong way down a one-way street and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that happens, and then the college goes to court, and there's some court-mandated thing that they have to do, and that's always some half-assed thing. You know, it's like when you're on the subway and you read those condescending signs about whatever the fuck, not giving money to homeless people or now wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And they're always so snarky and shitty.
Yeah,
and
they show somebody with the mask across their eyes and they're like, no.
No, stupid. And I was thinking to myself, 0 people have looked at these signs and changed their behavior. It does not happen. Those quizzes or whatever that you have to take for college, or those classes, they never, especially like the sexual harassment ones or like the date rapey ones. It's like there's some date rapist in the back of class being like, oh, maybe I should stop doing this.
So I shouldn't be roofying people.
Yeah. You see a bumper sticker that's like, don't traffic children.
And you're like, all right.
All right, okay.
Some trafficker pulls a U-turn. They're like, all right, I'm going to go to Chipotle.
Yeah, when I was in college, there was this bar called Waldo's across from the stadium. And they had, I can't remember if it was $5 or $7 pitcher drinks.
Oh, my God.
Mixed drinks. So you go in and you go, let me get a vodka tonic or whatever. And they give you...
Vodka tonic, you fancy ass.
I don't know. It's just the first thing that popped in my head. But they would give you a whole pitcher for like... It was, you know, meant for like four people.
Yeah.
And a straw. Mm-hmm. And then everybody would just walk around with those like Pizza Hut style plastic pitchers.
Yeah.
And that went on for, I think, 3 years, 2 years of my college experience. And then somebody got in their car and drove down the highway the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked a bunch of people up.
Damn. That, I mean, without killing anybody, that we had the exact same thing at our like college bar. You had to take the subway to get there. It was not on campus, but it was called
Subway.
Like
City Girl.
Oh, yeah. It was like McFadden's or, you know, whatever. But they had a promotion with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey whiskey.
Sure.
And so you get Jack and Coke pitchers for $10 and like the wink wink, you're supposed to share them. But like you said, everybody just
they
didn't tell you, but like that was, I assume the thought is like get a pitcher for the table, but we would just stick a straw in it and be like, I don't care about you, I'm feeling 22. They play the dumbest songs.
Ugh. Yeah, I went to a school where it's like, we had a football team and stuff, and it was fine. But at halftime, everybody would just, there would just be this mass exodus from the stadium. And they'd just go directly across the street and be like, we're drinking for the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a cool thing because I'm not really a sports guy, and I could go to Michigan State and go to Michigan and hang out with friends if I wanted to go to a big game.
Yeah, that shit is really fun. Tailgating.
It is really fun, but I also can't get into the whole culture of it, you know, it dominating your whole college experience, where it's like if you see a player that's a celebrity and you obsess over stats and everybody's talking about it all the time, it drives me nuts because there's only so much of that shit I can take where I'm just like, this is kind of boring.
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck. And that's why I like going to a school where it was there. I like going to hockey games more than anything else.
I've never been
the best.
I've never had a football team at any of my schools in my life, which is, I went to tiny Catholic schools my whole life. But when I was a senior, my basketball team in college made it to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. And we were like, we're fucking famous. This is unbelievable. Because nobody had ever heard of us. And so everybody's like, who the fuck is LaSalle?
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
Yeah. And we definitely partied a lot. And like you said, the players are like celebrities. So when you see them in class, you're just like, you kind of stare at them like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, why do you even bother coming? I know you have to.
I mean, I went to a massive high school, so there was a little bit of that in my high school where the sports stars were celebrities within the high school too, you know, like the basketball stars and the football stars.
When I had to tutor one of the basketball players once and he asked me out on a date.
Yeah, did you go?
No, I was priorly engaged.
You were engaged?
Not literally engaged.
This is something I feel like I should know
about. I was busy. No, not busy. I was seeing somebody.
Well,
but
they're dead now.
I just want to say I'm famous.
I snuck in the dead of night and slit all their throats. The basketball player and your dentist boyfriend and all of them.
That was the sixth grade.
He's 6 feet under.
Oh.
What else is going on? There's a new Batman trailer.
I know you're obsessed with it. You won't stop talking about
it. Shut up. Why don't you shut the fuck up for once in your life? It came out yesterday, you piece of shit.
Yeah, and how many? It's been out for less than 24 hours, and you've brought it up about six
I haven't even
times.
Seen you. I was at work until midnight last night.
Yeah, you were texting me. Watch it. Watch it. I've watched it twice. Watch that trailer.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched
Your boyfriends are in it. Fucking Robert Pattinson, because you're a Twilight wiener.
Yeah.
And The retarded guy from Beach Boys.
Paul Dano.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from my hometown or lives in my hometown now, which is strange. I don't know.
He's the Riddler.
Yes.
I can't get too excited. I mean, the trailer looks cool or whatever, but man, Riddler's hard, kind of a hard villain to get behind.
Oh, I'm really excited about this.
Riddle me, that's Batman.
See, that's how I feel about the Joker. The Joker's just like annoying and like, aren't I a stinker? He's like the fucking, he's like Bugs Bunny or
something.
Yeah,
but he'll like rip you open and, you know, he can he does sadistic shit, but the Riddler's like, how about a limerick?
It looks like the Riddler was fucking people up in the trailer.
Yeah.
He's wrapping duct tape around somebody's head. I don't think he could survive that. I don't know. And also, I love a good, like you said, it's kind of like Zodiac-esque.
It's going to be cool.
I love a good detective movie where the serial killer or whoever like leaves clues and it's up to you to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, that's the idea. It's going to be a detective movie.
I love
like
that.
Like a noir, dark, in like a horror detective movie.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And which is cool for Batman because he is the world's greatest detective, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it looks cool. There's also a Batman video game coming out.
Oh, man.
They did this like big dump of promotional shit for DC yesterday. We were watching Batman Begins. We got to finish that.
Yes.
That was better than I remember.
It same.
You've never seen it.
Yeah, I saw it. I told you I saw it in theaters.
You've seen The Dark Knight.
Oh, wait. What's the difference? Is suddenly Maggie Gyllenhaal in The Dark Knight and then they don't explain it because Tom Cruise kidnapped
Rachel
Holmes and made her not be. I thought. What isn't that the like the everyone blames Tom Cruise for the reason Katie Holmes isn't more famous?
More famous?
Yeah, like she would have been in all the Batman
movies.
He like discouraged her from.
I don't think it was her. I think it was the whole like the powers that be, the whole Scientology machine said, you are no longer an autonomous person. You are Tom Cruise's wife and you're George Clooney's wife. And I think the idea was to reincarnate L. Ron Hubbard in Suri. So Scientologists believe that is the reincarnation of L. Ron Hubbard.
No,
I think that's true.
Suri Cruz is L. Ron Hubbard?
This might be one of these fringe, like, wrong conspiracy theories, but, I mean, it makes sense in the world
Why?
Of goofy Scientology where they think aliens are...
Is Tom Cruise the king of the Scientologists? He's like the number one Scientologist.
Yeah.
So he's gonna produce the next L. Ron Hubbard.
Right. I think you can make an argument for like somebody like Will Smith, but I think Tom Cruise is more in it, more active. Like when you watch those documentaries, he's speaking at all the events and he's at all the parties and stuff. So Scientology basically provided them with servants and mansions and all this shit, you know? If you were part of the religion, if you were part of the religion, your job might be to get food for Tom Cruise, whatever he wants. You're not allowed to say, I can't find it or they didn't have it. That is not acceptable. You're never allowed to be negative around him. It's crazy.
Isn't it fucking insane that we live in a world like we go to the movies with our friends and we follow stars on Instagram and like a lot of these Hollywood stars are in a violent alien cult?
Yeah. And we just go, oh, well.
Like, is Will Smith and Jada, are they still in Scientology?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
What the fuck, you guys? We just let that go.
Who else? The woman from Mad Men, Peggy?
Oh, yeah. God, there's some people you find out and you're just like, what? Why?
I think if there was like more sex stuff, we would put an end to it because that like titillates people and they would get more involved and they would watch the documentaries and stuff. But as it is right now, it's just pretty much abuse and, you know,
they're just blocking
indoctrination.
Yeah. And disappearing people.
Right.
Who aren't famous.
It just goes to show you, if you get a group that's strong enough and it has a structure to it and a hierarchy, it almost becomes impossible to break it up. You know, like whatever the pedophile ring is that exists is still going strong, you know?
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell has not leaked any information, really. The best we can get is like a picture of Bill Clinton getting a massage. And you know there's more insane stuff out there. And you know it involves people that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah.
But it's so insulated and so well-structured. And we don't even know what the hierarchy is. There are people at the top that I'm sure we don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Same thing with Scientology or even like, and feel free to stop me.
Uh-oh.
The Hasids in Brooklyn.
Oh, I don't know
anything. A lot of them are like molesting children or not sending their kids to school. And a lot of people don't get any education whatsoever. A lot of the Hasids are collecting unemployment and welfare and stuff while working because they all pay each other under the table.
Don't lots of people do that?
Yeah, but this is a whole community that is working together and has these rules and has structure to it. And if you try to attack them, they can bounce back by saying, you know, this is anti-Semitic, what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I know nothing about the Hasids, but I grew up in Pennsylvania and they remind me a lot of the Amish.
That too, yeah.
Where it's sort of like frozen in time. And I think this happens with Scientology. You have religious discrimination laws in your favor.
Yeah, that's another one.
So, which is hilarious with Scientology, number one, because it's like, what religion is this exactly? I think it's brilliant on L. Ron Hubbard or whoever's part to go, this is a religion.
Yeah.
So you guys can't tell us.
L. Ron Hubbard was crazy and he created all this shit, the lore.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just kind of a narcissist science fiction writer and also like ex-military, I think. I think he got kicked out of the Navy or something. That's why everything's on boats. But okay. The short guy, you know, the current dude.
Miscavige?
That's the psychopath.
Yeah.
So he's like the real vicious guy. So he took all of L. Ron Hubbard's stories and rules, and he just changes them all the time. He rewrites everything, and then he just hands that out to everybody, and it's like, this is how we're doing things now. So I think he really ratcheted the whole thing up to a new level, and he's like a true sociopath.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
He'll just like punch you in the face for no reason.
His wife disappeared,
right?
And there's no police investigation. Nobody's allowed to talk about it.
Yeah,
she's just gone.
You know, and another thing that Scientology and the pedophile rings have in common is celebrity. So if you can incorporate that,
there's an extra layer of protection.
Yeah, if you get either religion or celebrity involved in your cause, in your creepy cult, then nobody's ever going to break you up. You always have that, you know, power.
Oh my God. I thank God nobody listens to this podcast. Otherwise, we'd have Scientologists following us around.
That'd be cool, man. Give me something to do.
Punch a Scientologist.
Well, I never understood. I understand for women, but I don't understand the intimidation of somebody following you around the street. I think that's so funny that you have to, because I spoke out about your religion, you have to spend all day like following me in and out of bars into work. You got to idle your car outside of my job. That's hilarious.
All right, guess what? You're going to an open mic.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
It's a one drink minimum, bitch.
Yeah, you just have comedy shows, and now all these people that are these private investigators are your audience.
That's
That'd
so
be
funny.
Awesome.
If you keep insulting Scientologists, they have to come to your bringer shows while they're tailing you. That would be so funny.
We should consider joining Scientology because, like, as a figurehead, I don't want to be one of these people that's cleaning toilets for 20 hours a day.
I think you have to start with toilet cleaning and then work your way up, right?
I don't know. I think.
Typical millennial who thinks he can get a Scientology trophy.
A lot of these people, like Leah Remini, people who seem like they have talent, they take them in and immediately shove them into the industry because that's their plan. Like, they understand that. They understand, like, if you have celebrities, you're untouchable. So they try to build celebrities.
Are there any Scientologist stand-up comedians?
That's a good question.
I bet you Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham, yeah.
No, he's like evangelical.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think he wears like a cross during his...
During sex?
I think Ahmed the Dead Terrorist is a Scientologist.
Okay.
And Jalapeno on a Stick. He's Catholic, but, you know. Man, Jeff Dunham hasn't put out a special in a while. I fucking love Jeff Dunham specials.
You know, he's... Wait, didn't he within the last year? I vaguely remember us talking about it, and something that pissed me off most is how he comes out and just talks about Diane. Like, we're all supposed
his
to know...
His wife?
Yeah, we're all supposed to know his wife's name. That's how much we fucking love him.
I hate
him.
People like that.
He's like, and then Diane said to me, who, bitch?
The only person that could do it was Regis. He would talk about Joy all the time.
Oh, okay,
just because he was charming.
Yeah, he was great.
But when people just refer to... Yeah, fucking, what's her name? Jenna Bush used to talk about her kids.
Oh, like, we should all
know. And her kids have
the
dumbest fucking names.
Emma Ray Lynn and Destiny Adelaide.
No, it's like Poppy or something like that.
Oh, no. I don't even think, I'm going to say this, and he can come fucking sue my ass. I don't even think that Jeff Dunham is a good ventriloquist.
Yeah, he's really not. He just has good jokes. That's how he powers through.
That's true.
He just bought, like, he just went to Barnes and Nobles and bought, like, a
joke book.
Yeah, 66 toilet jokes.
Yeah,
and then he
racist,
memorized them.
Racial toilet jokes.
Right. He will. He'll just, like, look to one of his puppets and be like, knock, knock, who's there, interrupting cow. And it's like, how are you? You know, that's not exactly what he says. But
yeah,
along that line, those lines, and it's like, I am the highest paid comedian on the face of the earth.
A fucking millionaire. And, like, middle American adults are losing their shit. They pay babysitters and they go to amphitheaters to watch Jeff Dunham impersonate, like, a migrant worker via jalapeno puppet.
I had a boss at a prestigious job I had who was a big Jeff Dunham fan. And I got to get yelled at by a guy who walks around quoting jalapeno on a stick. I got to be demeaned.
Oh, my God. God, I wonder what his net worth is. When
I can
when
look
he
it up.
Does with it. Jamie, can you please look up...
Jamie?
Can you please look up Jeff Dunham's net worth? I bet you he lives in, like, Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, you know he has, like, an estate.
11 children.
Net worth of, what do you think it is? Did you see it?
I didn't, but I know it's in the millions. Is it 15 million?
Is it 15 million?
Is that exactly what it is? 'Cause it was,
is it 15 million?
What is,
try again.
Is it 150 million? Ian, tell me what he's worth.
It's...
Ian.
$140 million.
Oh my God.
Jeff Dunham is currently one of the highest paid comedians in the world. I have made negative $20,000 doing stand up comedy.
I am currently negative $7,150.
When a club asks us if we want to go on the road,
mm-hmm.
they don't pay us enough to stay in the hotel
that we
go to. He raking in anywhere from 15 to 30 million per year.
Oh, my God.
That's unreal.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's puppets, too. Like, that's not even, I know we shit on comedy and we go, that's not real comedy and that's annoying. But, like, it's puppets.
Well, pretend it's not comedy. Pretend it's not even what we do. It's not considered comedy. It's just the dumbest shit. It's like... Sesame Street for adults.
Yeah. But I mean, he tapped
we
into
just,
some.
We should just nuke this fucking country. I don't know what we're trying to. I'm seriously, why are we trying to get a new president? We should just go around, me and you. You and I should go around assassinating people.
No.
Yeah, we should shoot them in the back of the
no,
head.
No, Ian.
That's the thing. Like, you go.
Stop it.
You see these mass shootings at schools and stuff. It's like,
Ian,
go to
stop.
A Jeff Dunham show.
Stop it. Don't.
And just, it'd be so funny if, like,
keep talking. Who's,
what's the puppet that has, like, one shoe? Is,
oh,
like,
God, I don't know.
His most popular puppet. If somebody just assassinated that puppet while I was on stage.
Well, yeah, you can get the
this
puppets.
One.
That the, oh, the old
the
man.
No, that one. The purple one.
Oh, God. What is that? Is
I don't
that...
know. He's, like, he's the main one.
Look at him.
Remember he had, like, a... What was the name of the puppet he had? Jeff Dunham. Sweet D. Sweet Daddy D.
What the hell? Is that
he had to retire
man?
This one because...
Oh, no. <You're> like, no. No, no, no.
I was just wondering what you're all doing out here. No. It's like a fucking black face puppet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it doesn't even... Oh, God.
It is real. It looks like she'd be on the front of a box of raisins or
it's
something.
It's so funny that that's the one. I mean, it obviously it makes sense, but it's like, we're going to stop at that? Just fucking take him down. I think that his shit
the
is
racism
more...
racism is almost the least offensive thing. It's just like a dumb guy trying to do the voice of somebody that's not the same ethnicity as him. But like the jokes and the fact that he makes so much money, those things are almost more upsetting.
Well, yeah, it's all wrapped up into it. But like Ahmed the dead terrorist.
Yeah. I kill you.
Yeah. Sorry to get my woke shoes on, but what are you doing? You know, it's like, you know, like post 9/11, he's like, oh, they'll fucking love this. We'll really stick it to ISIS with this one.
Right. You got to read this article everybody's talking about, this New York is dead article.
Yeah, I've been meaning to, but also part of me is like, what a waste of fucking time
I know.
And energy.
When everybody started tweeting about it, like, what the fuck? Who? Why would you say that? New York's not dead. I was like, everything's dead. New York's dead. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Everything closes at fucking...
It's
9 p.m.
It's such low-hanging fruit. It's like, yeah, nobody's spending money. Nobody's going outside. Good job.
But also, the title of the article could be New York, Seattle, Detroit.
Yeah, Sheboygan.
Yeah, dead.
Yeah.
Everything's fucking dead. There's a pandemic. But I saw so many people talking about it that finally I was like, all right, I'm going to read this thing. And I go to look it up, and the guy who wrote it, I'm like, oh, I fucking know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anybody? That's the weird thing about what we do, is that before you move to New York or do stand-up comedy or interact with anybody that's kind of a public figure, you think that there are these smart people in the world who write for the New York Times and, and you know, make television or whatever the fuck, appear in Forbes with an opinion. And you got to read that stuff because you got to keep up and learn new things. But then... when you're adjacent to that world, you realize that all these people are the dumbest people in the world.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you see
anybody can do anything. That's what I learned in New York.
You see some sweaty idiot from an open mic has got an article in Forbes.
Yeah, or New York Times or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or
it'll be like an article about some like progressive sex people or something. And it's like, ew, I know those people. That No, they live off of their parents' millions and millions of dollars. And all they do is go to fucking orgies. They're not interesting sex therapists or whatever.
Right.
Maybe they got a degree from the internet or something.
Well, I think the closer and closer you get to it, the more you realize that like I want to say like the media machine, but like whatever publication is trying to make money, they just have to sell it to the other people in the rest of the world who don't know that everyone's a fraud. You know, they just have to spin it. They don't care whether it's authentic or not.
And then also a lot of, I think these publications pull from the pool of people that's around them. And just living in New York does not make you smarter. There are so many fucking losers that live here and that are in this world, you know? And it's just like, if you're in the New York Times, for whatever reason, you pick the guy that lives in New York and you're like, oh, this is an expert on who. This wasn't in the New York Times, but this fucking guy is just like, he's a comedian who he wrote a bunch of books at one point, but he wrote this article that pissed everybody off. And it's like, even the people tweeting about it, it's like, guys, we know this dude. What?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit about what this guy has to say? But he wrote this whole thing about like, everybody with money in New York is leaving, so all the office buildings in Midtown are empty, and it's a ghost town.
We're never going to be able to party in Midtown again.
And all the money that like anchors this city, there's a mass exodus, and like homeless people are more... prevalent and aggressive and shit. And it's like, man,
didn't he write this from Florida?
I don't know, I didn't finish it, but I guess that's the ending, is that he ended up moving to Florida.
I mean, let's convince all these fucking losers that New York is dead so they leave.
Right. Yeah, like, make it a fucking ghost town. Make it so when you go to, if everything comes back, you go to a bar and you can just stay there till 7 in the morning, and you know, the bartender comes out from behind the bar. Like, that's, it used to be like that in some parts of Bushwick and stuff, where it was just like a crazy, I don't know, just like a no rules kind of Wild West vibe.
I like that. Yeah, yeah. I get all the... Anybody who gives a fuck about Midtown, that's not New York, in my opinion.
No, it Midtown hasn't been this... Like, I mean, this guy's elderly, so it's like...
That's like the daycare where we put tourists. It's almost like... Right. It's like an autonomous zone where like, shh, tell them that that's New York, and then we'll go live our lives.
Right.
Send them to the M&M store, take them to Times Square, just corral them in there. They can go to TGI Fridays. You get the Middle America experience... In New York, which yeah. is so funny.
It's a Sbarro's, a Wendy's, yeah. Whatever.
Just go, and then you can stay there, and but you can, there's Broadway, so you can see a fancy show. So there you go. And then we'll live our lives in the cool parts of New York that people, for the most part, like in general, don't know about yeah. or don't bother to.
And if a bunch of people move, which is what's happening, it's like, oh no, what's going to happen? Rent's going to plummet?
Yeah. No, don't go. Don't. Yeah. Don't.
I don't know. I just thought I'd bring up something that anyway, people are yeah. talking about. I don't really have an opinion on it. I was just like, it's just
dead.
So weird to see this guy getting so much hate and publicity. And it's like,
like, that's the guy, you know, to go get a drink when he gets on stage.
Yeah, he's done our bar show for four people at Parkside Lounge. And also, he's one of these guys who like decided later in life that he can just be a comedian, and because he has money, he bought a comedy club, and so he gets to do stand up there. People are vandalizing that comedy club.
Really?
Based on this article.
Oh my
writing
God.
Shit in chalk out front of the comedy club.
Okay, chalk. I mean,
which is so stupid because he's just a co-owner. He doesn't actually fucking...
Yeah, they don't know that, but still.
And now the people that actually work there have to pick up the slack.
Yeah,
and
that really sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I had one other thing to say about how New York's... I don't understand the, like, that's just such a gimmicky topic. Or, like, he wrote the headline first and then was like, all right, what can I... Because why do people always do this, like, New York, like, it's different from any other city, which is basically what we've already said. But, like, what? I'm so tired of the, like, New York is this special, different place. Like,
right.
What we're going through is actually different than what you guys are going through.
I mean, it is different in that it's right now because it's more dense and we were hit the hardest. But I mean, I guess that really doesn't apply to what you're talking about, because you're right. You go anywhere else and you realize that New York is the same as anywhere, any other big city, just bigger. There's yeah. just more of it. There's a storied history and it's interesting, and different periods of time it's been this hub of culture and whatever. But right now, and for a while, New York is indistinguishable from any other big city. You know, you got your fucking California Pizza Kitchen and your Aeropostale and shit. Yeah. And then every once in a while, a cool dive bar. But I think where you hear this the most, this like New York is unique and special, is from people from New York who
yeah,
never left Bay Ridge.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got the best pizza and we got the best people and we're tough or whatever. And it's like, I don't know, get on a bus
and go
to Detroit or wherever the fuck else, you know? You got tough people in Detroit. You got good food in Chicago. It's yeah. You're not special. I like that it's big. I think that's my favorite thing about New York, is that you could start walk. You walk in Chicago, you can hit either end,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
before it starts getting like suburban. In New York, you got to spend a whole day if you
yeah.
want to go from the bottom of Brooklyn all the way up to the fucking Bronx or something.
Yeah, and you spend years discovering new
yeah.
neighborhoods and areas and stuff. Yeah, that is good.
That's the coolest thing about it, I think, right now. I yeah. think there was a time when like hip hop was being invented or punk rock ruled the East Village and
mm-hmm.
stuff, where it was interesting for those reasons. But right now, I think the main thing we have is
big
space. Yeah,
we can't revel anymore because too many people died.
I
so
know. But did you know that the city bikes are now electric? Some
what?
Of them. Yeah.
Are those ones more expensive?
I don't know.
I would imagine. That's scary.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a moped. So if you live in New York and you can sell me a moped or give it to me for free, let me know, because I want one. And that's where we'll end the show.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And I will say, and that is it for us folks for today.
I gotta go shower and go to stupid work.
And I don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Well, hail Satan.
You have to clean. Hail Satan.
No, hail Satan.